check. Copy scores.
That's. Rules Committee today. Thanks for everybody being here. Always exciting to figure out what we're doing, as well for us. And with that, we're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 326. And I will take a motion from...
As is.
Yep, just as to Ways and Means. We have a letter.
Ways and Means, with or without recommendation. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 326 to Ways and Means without recommendation.
The floor with due pass for that?
No. So Representative Edwards moves Senate Bill 326 without recommendation as to passage to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Okay.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote.
Representative Garrard?
Excused.
Representative Gelzer?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Excused.
Representative Nolan?
Excused.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Edwards?
Aye.
Chair Roblin?
Aye. So that bill moves on to Ways and Means.
It's gone.
Okay, next. We're going to open a public hearing on House Bill 3505. A work session, right?
Work session. Only work session.
Only work session, that's what we have here. On 3505. We do have now the Frizz and Fizz. Let's take a short pause for a second, and I'll be right back. open again. Thank you. We just want to ask a few questions, probably, and understand exactly what this does with regard to the penalty for murder of a pregnant woman.
Sure. Just for the record, my name is Joshua Nasby, and I'm a deputy of the Legislative Council's office. I should note, the only piece of paper I have in front of me is the Dash 6 amendments. I'm familiar with the bill, so I can handle that.
Dash 6 or Dash 5s?
I have the 6s.
Oops.
Is there a copy of the 5s?
I can give you a copy.
I haven't seen the Dash 6s, so I don't know they exist.
I've seen the Dash 6s.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
Dash 5s.
Dash 5s. Okay.
So just want me to walk you through
sure.
how this...
Sure. Okay. Just give us a general understanding of how this all works.
Sure. So big picture, there are two. There's murder, what's called simple murder, and then there's aggravated murder. Aggravated murder, when a person's convicted of aggravated murder, generally there's a sentencing jury that's impaneled, and the jury can choose between three options. There's the death penalty, there's what's... referred to as true life without the possibility of release or parole. And then there's life with the possibility of parole, what's just called life imprisonment. In the aggravated murder context, the life with the possibility of parole, there's a 30-year minimum. In the simple murder context, the sentencing is a 25-to-life sentence. So there's a 25-year minimum before the person's eligible for parole. And so what the Dash 5s do is they kind of create a hybrid of these two systems. They keep the crime as simple murder, but when a person is convicted of simple murder,
no problem,
who is at least 15, pregnant victim, and the defendant knew the victim was pregnant, so when all of these factors are present, the court's going to impanel a sentencing jury, and the jury, in the same way that they would in the aggravated murder context, has the option to impose either the true life sentence or the, I believe it's a 30-year minimum in the bill.
Okay. I felt that, yeah, Representative Berger.
Yeah, Josh, I'm not from the Judiciary Committee, so I'm not, you know, as tuned into these things. first, they have to be convicted. And they have to be convicted under this sort of simple murder, but new. Okay, and after the conviction,
yes,
then the panel is impaneled, a separate panel, jury panel?
Yes.
And page 5. Is the panel required?
Not necessarily. Representative Berger, Chair Roblin. Theoretically, the parties could, and I think the bill explicitly acknowledges, the parties provide for the possibility that the defendant would waive jury, and they could prepare sentencing facts, for instance, and then let the judge decide.
Okay. That was what I thought I read, was that there's two ways, the jury panel or the judge. That's
absolutely correct. And generally, big principle, defendants have a Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial on these kinds of things. So the defendant would have to waive that right before it would be just in the hands of the judge.
Okay. But for this, new set of language, must be at least 15 years of age, convicted of murdering a pregnant victim, and the defendant knew that the victim was pregnant. These are all ands. They have to prove that they knew that.
That is correct.
It couldn't, you know, well, I didn't know she was pregnant, wouldn't be. I think I'm clear. They would have to prove under this that they knew the defendant was pregnant.
Rep. Berger, Chair Roblin, that's correct. And in fact, the Constitution, I think, is going to require them to plead these factors. So the charging instrument, if you will, and I'm sorry, but the charging
instrument. Yeah, I understand
that. It's going to explicitly say, I think, in these contexts, the defendant knew that the victim was pregnant, and then they would have to prove that yet beyond a reasonable doubt.
Thank you.
Other questions? So, thank you very much. very much.
Thank you.
Any other questions anyone has? Otherwise, I will accept the motion.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 5 amendment dated 6-2309 to House Bill 3505.
Representative Nolan moves the Dash 5 amendments to House Bill 3505. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Nolan, the floor.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3505 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Nolan moves House Bill 3505 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Yes, Representative Burke.
Yeah, a comment, Mr. Chair. From our paperwork, it appears that there may not be, we hope there are very few of these kinds of convictions, but I think in light of today's headlines or this month's headlines, I think that this is a good response and I'm supportive.
Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote.
Representative Gerard.
Excused.
Representative Gelser.
Right.
Representative Jensen.
Excused.
Representative Nolan.
Yes.
Representative Reed.
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger.
Aye.
Vice Chair Edwards.
Aye.
Chair Rowland.
Aye. Motion passes. Who would like to carry this? Anyone?
Okay.
Representative Berger. Okay, we'll close our work session on 3505. We're going to open a work session on 3483. Isn't that right? 3483. And we'll have a short explanation of the Dash 2 amendments to this bill. Mayor Administrator.
Thank you, Chair Roblin, members of the committee. The Dash 2 amendments replaces the original measure. It declares that economically distressed workers may not be denied unemployment insurance benefits for attending training or for refusing work offered that interferes with worker training and pays less than 110% of minimum wage. It requires the Director of the Department of Community Colleges and Workforce Development to adopt rules necessary to carry out provisions of the measure. Specifies that the base year employer's account may not be charged for benefits for economically distressed worker training, but does not relieve governments or nonprofit employers from paying into the Unemployment Compensation Trust Fund. Requires the Director of the Employment Department to submit a report to the Legislative Assembly by January 31, 2011 on the operation of the economically distressed worker training. Limits the total cost of unemployment benefits under the measure to $9.2 million, allows individuals to receive Oregon emergency benefits once they've exhausted regular benefits and are not eligible for any other unemployment benefits, provided they continue to meet other eligibility requirements, specifies that emergency benefit provisions apply between October 4, 2009 and January 2, 2010, authorizes the Director of the Employment Department to stop payment of emergency benefits once the total payments exceed $30 million, and it sunsets January 2, 2010, declares an emergency, and takes effect on passage.
Thank you. So, we're still trying to find someone from Milipote to answer any questions. Do people have questions with what this bill does?
Well, yeah, I got tons.
Okay, that'll be fine. So let's take a, want to take a short recess?
Yes, please.
We're going to take a short recess again.
Representative Edwards.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the dash two amendments dated 6-23-09.
Representative Edwards moves that we adopt the dash two amendments dated 6-23-09 to House Bill 3483. Is there any objection to the amendment?
No.
Okay. No objection, so ordered. Representative Edwards.
Mr. Chair, I move that the rules be suspended.
Don't need to. We have them both, right?
No, we do not have. That's why we have to send the Ways and Means.
You willing to do that?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, I move that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking final action on House Bill 3483 without the fiscal and or revenue impact statements.
Representative Edwards moves to suspend the rules for the purpose of taking final action on House Bill 3483 without the fiscal or revenue impact statements. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3483 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Edwards moves House Bill 3483 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Any discussion? Representative Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I sat down here a short while ago and have had time to read through this amendment. I do not know enough about what exactly it does for me to support it. It may be the best bill we do this session, but it also may be the worst. I'm not in a position to know, so I'm going to oppose the motion to move it this quickly. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. With that, we'll take a roll call vote.
Representative Gerard.
Excused.
Representative Gelser.
Aye.
Representative Jensen.
Excused.
Representative Nolan.
Yes.
Representative Reed.
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger.
No.
Vice Chair Edwards.
Aye.
Chair Roblin.
Aye. Motion passes and it's on its way to Ways and Means. We'll close the work session on House Bill 3483. Is there any other information or business to come before us? We will be having a meeting probably tomorrow. I will let you know when we know if we have one. With that, our rolls is closed. The only reason we did it, we could do the same.